Hello, GWA. Welcome to another episode of Stranded in Paradise. Today's episode guest slash victim is Wicked Sub. Hello, Wicked Sub.
Hi!
Yay! You're
Thanks
so
for having
excited.
me.
So exciting. I'm so excited to have you here. Okay, so for those of you who may be joining us for the first time, or for Wicked, who I know has listened to some, but in case you've forgotten, the general format of this show is that unforeseen circumstances have led to your unfortunately indefinite isolation in this paradise. You, of course, were foresighted enough to have basic supplies, some tools and rations, and a few luxuries, but you have no idea where you've ended up. So, first things first, I'm so excited to find out what you think of this. Describe what you see. What makes paradise for you?
So I thought so long about this question. And, you know, and I know a lot of people have picked, you know, beaches and tropical places. And I want to do a little bit of a twist on that because I really do enjoy the beach and the ocean, but I don't enjoy really hot, humid weather. So I'm going to pick something like a beach, but in the Pacific Northwest in America, or even like a beach in the UK, but something something that is cooler.
Yeah, you might want to pick mainland Europe. Our beaches are covered in pebbles and rain.
Right. I don't mind the rain though, but
no. Well, okay.
I'm used to it where I live.
All right, so somewhere a little bit cooler. So what? This will have to be deserted because you're stranded. But what kinds of kind of foliage or sort of what's the landscape like around you? Do you enjoy particular kinds of wilderness? Or?
Well, I actually almost picked what LB said for his, because I think his was basically a forest setting. So I kind of, I suppose it's my own paradise. I can make it however I want. But I also really enjoy the forest and trees and, you know, little creeks and just greenery, you know. So, yeah, that would kind of be nice as well. Have like a little, you know, beach or cliffside or something, and then have a forest behind me.
Lovely. I'm really excited about that. Okay. All right, then. So with infinite time on your hands, with no immediate rescue on the horizon, and you've got some rations and things like that, what does your home base, your kind of shelter, look like? If you could build anything that you wanted, what does that end up looking like?
Well, can I kind of cheat and say that I'm picturing this old abandoned lighthouse?
Oh, okay. Well, I know it's kind of castle, so really, I think a lighthouse is fine.
Yeah, I know it's kind of cheating, but that just sounds so beautiful. And it would be kind of fun to live in an old lighthouse.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like the view from the top, and presumably it's not in ruins, because that would be a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
You kind of get to the stairs. It only goes halfway up. You don't get
yeah, I know, right? There's just no roof or anything.
Oh, unfortunate. All right, abandoned lighthouse. That's cool. Okay, cool. So you've got quite a good view from up there, I imagine. From over your
Absolutely.
Cliff. Oh, I love that you have a cliff.
Ooh, I love it too.
All right. So in your lighthouse, then, kind of, what's the most important thing, either something that you've brought with you or something that you've made and put in there, or kind of just in terms of home comforts, what's the most important thing in your shelter?
Wow, what a good question. For some reason, the first thing that came to mind was a blanket, like a really fluffy, huge, warm blanket. I don't know why.
No, well, I could see if you're alone, you're stranded. I get that. That's fine.
On a cold beach.
You know, when I first moved out of home, my first birthday that I had away from home, because I didn't leave and go to college or anything. I went straight into the world of work. I sort of flew the nest and immediately went into a house share. My mother bought me There was a definite theme to her presence. There was a really big, massive towel that went round me about three times, and a blanket for my bed and a new hot water bottle. And I sort of said, about after about the third present, I sort of said, "Are you really worried about me being cold?"
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
She kind of looked at the little pile of presents she bought. She just went, "Apparently so." Given that my birthday is in May, it's like, well, apparently I just had a real kind of nest building thing for you there.
Yeah.
So I get the need to.
They can be quite comforting, I think.
Yeah. Do you have blankets around you at home, or is it something that you sort of like the idea of?
I have, well, like you, I get gifted blankets. So, yeah, I usually, if I'm sitting on the couch watching TV or something, I'll usually have a blanket around me. But yeah, I do get blankets as gifts, which I am totally okay with. So this year I got from a friend a Doctor Who, actually it's a TARDIS blanket, so
wow.
Pretty excited about that. But yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah, we have blankets kind of strewn about at home, and mm-hmm. my housemates always get there first. I end up on the couch, and our couch is leather, so it's got no real warmth of its own. So mm-hmm. I end up kind of going upstairs and like getting a really crappy blanket or something out, coming down and sort of sitting there all desolate, going, "Oh, it's fine. You can have the really fluffy ones that actually really belong to me. It's fine."
You need your mum to get you a new blanket.
Get a new blanket. There's not enough. Yes, you're right. All right. So, blankets aside, actually, I kind of like the idea of just filling your lighthouse with blankets.
Oh, God. I love that, too. Just pillows like, and blankets and...
Massive like, blanket fort.
Yeah. Really liking this more and more.
I'm going to want to leave. All right. So you've given yourself like a beach and a cliff and some forests. So actually the next question is quite wide open, really. But if you can tame one animal from the wild to keep as a pet, what do you choose?
So I think I'm going to... This is... I don't know why I feel embarrassed about this answer. I think I'm going to go with a rabbit.
Aww.
Because I just think they're so cute. And I have had them as pets before, but I'm severely allergic to cats, so right. I can't go that route. And I don't know, that I think, you know, rabbit, you know, a little bunny or something, it, you know, I don't know. I like that idea.
I
they're just
now,
so cool.
Now we have a blanket fort with a pet bunny in it.
It's getting better and better.
We should have several, and they just cut. Oh no! So bunnies are funny things. When you had them as pets before, did you have them outside or in?
Good. We had them. Well, when I was quite young, we would raise rabbits, and they were outside. Hmm. So yeah, usually outside. When I was a little bit older, I had one of my own, and. And I didn't have her for very long, but she was inside. Hmm. So yeah, both, a little bit of both.
Because we've had them both in and out. Well, I had my family's had rabbits. They've been outside in a hutch with a run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sort of fingers crossed the foxes don't get them or whatever. But the very first house I lived in, there was a house rabbit that lived in this house, and I think it changes their nature. When they live in a house, this thing was such a diva. She would jump up on the couch and kick me until I got off, and then she'd like stretch out.
Wow!
Her name was Brittany, and I hated her.
How fitting is that name? But wow, yeah,
yeah. She very much owned that space. I was not allowed on that couch.
What a brat.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my,
so my
God.
Feelings about rabbits are quite mixed. I feel like if you have them kind of open in like your blanket fort, they'll probably be quite fluffy and cute. I feel that's probably fine. I'll forgive you the rabbit keeping.
Thank you.
Oh God, it's such a fluffy, cute, soft thing. Oh, it's so cute. All right, so for entertainment purposes, You had enough time to download two audios from GWA to bring with you. Which do you choose? You've been around a long time, so what audios do you take with you?
And actually kind of it's kind of fitting because the audios that I'm choosing are kind of old. One of them is definitely over a year old. They might both be. So obviously this is a really hard question because I love so many audios, but I'm going to choose these two. So the first one is the one I listen to or re-listen to the most often, and it is by Kissing Your Clavicle, who is sadly no longer around.
Aww.
And it's called The Invisible Neighbor. Yeah, and that's a rape audio.
I don't think that really surprises anybody. That's fine.
Super shocking that one of my favorite audios is a rape audio.
In your fluffy blanket fort. No, it's fine. It's cool. Right.
I know. Yeah, love that audio to death. The second one I'm choosing, which I also love, is it's called Checking In, and it was with Tom Like a Bomb and Dirty Girl Secret. Tom and DG collab together. It's incredible, and Tom is actually a sub in that audio, which is kind of rare. He doesn't do a ton of sub, you know, subby audios. So, and it has DG, who's lovely, and I will listen to anything she records. So,
weirdly enough, I think that's the first time her name's come up.
Really, in
Stranded in Paradise. So, yeah, I did wonder how long it would take.
yeah.
So no, that's cool. Yeah. What are your listening habits like now?
Oh, good question. Well, I usually listen at work, but I kind of go through phases of listening quite often. And then not so much. So it can really depend, but I usually just listen to audios now kind of as entertainment, because I usually like to have something in the background when I'm at work, if it's like a podcast or music or audio porn. I don't usually listen at home anymore. Sometimes I will, but it's usually at work. So I don't really use audios for, I guess, their intended purpose anymore.
more intimate reasons. No, that's fine.
Yeah, I do, but it's rare. Yeah.
And I'm gonna ask the big question now, that everybody says they dread. So we'll see how this goes.
Oh, God.
By extension, which two members of GWA's community do you save and take with you into your blanket fort?
This question is so hard. I hate like leaving people out. I thought about this question so much. First, I thought, well, I'll pick people that I can use their skills to help me survive. And then I thought, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to pick people that I enjoy talking to and spending time with. So I'm going to pick Pixel and Playful. Playful little one.
Awesome.
Just so we can hang out and, you know, gab and gossip and
enjoy
each other's company.
Well, I think that's the most important thing when it comes to picking who you're going to be stranded with. You have to be able to enjoy their company, I think.
That's very true.
Because if you've got no real external entertainment, you're going to be stuck with them for an indefinite amount of time. So so if you listen for things in the background, at work and stuff, if you're sort of, do you consider yourself sort of orally driven? Do you listen to stuff outside of audio? Do you listen to a lot of music and stuff like that?
I do. Yeah, I listen to a lot of music. I also listen to a lot of podcasts. I've been doing that for several years now. So yeah, a lot.
Okay. So what sounds in your paradise, in this kind of cliff, lighthouse, forest kind of space, do you think might keep you awake at night?
Oh, man. Well, if there was some sort of wildlife in the forest, that would definitely something scary. I don't know, wolves or something like that. I mean, I suppose in a perfect world, I would hope that the ocean sound would be soothing enough. But yeah, I'm kind of a light sleeper, so I think a lot of things would probably keep me up.
Sure. Do you find that if something is bothering you, you get used to it? Like, so if you were to sleep next to the sea in this lighthouse, that even though it might keep you awake for a couple of nights, that after a few days it might kind of blend into something that you're not really noticing much.
I think it would. And I think especially the ocean, because that one I probably wouldn't mind as much, because it to me it's quite a soothing sound. So I think that would be okay. But if it was some crazy animal in the forest or something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah, there are some creatures that make some horrific noises. Red foxes, when they shout for their cubs, or when they're shouting their mating calls, sound like women screaming.
Oh, I've heard of this. That's
So
terrifying.
that's probably the most terrifying noise you can hear in the UK, when particularly since urban foxes make this noise. So you're in the middle of London. Left the
Jesus.
window open, and then suddenly, woman screaming. And it takes you a couple of minutes to kind of rise up out of that sleep and go, no, that was a fox. That was very definitely a fox. It'd really mess with you, though.
Oh God, yeah, that would be scary.
All right, so since you're kind of stuck in your blanket fort surrounded by forest, do you think it's going to be more important to entertain yourself slash yourselves, or develop new skills?
Well, I think kind of both, really. But I think, well, this let's see, skills, I think the main most important skill would be, finding food and surviving in that way. Some sort of, food and water, obviously, most important. So that would probably, hopefully, be sort of my priority at first.
Sure.
I think once I got a system down, then it would definitely be entertainment, because I don't want to just go crazy just sitting there bored out of my
No,
mind.
blanket forts are entertaining, but really only for so long.
Yeah.
You're sitting there going, well, now what? Now what should we do?
Oh, God.
What do you think that entertainment might look like? Do you hike? Do you What kind
I
of things
think
do
hopefully I would become a little bit more outdoorsy, because I would have this beautiful landscape around
I hope so.
So I think I would spend time on the beach, explore a little bit. And oh, it kind of depends on what I would have available, but
Do you swim?
a little. But maybe that's something that I would get more into.
What kind of, if you're not a strong swimmer, then a beach maybe not.
Oh man. Well, I'll just pretend there's like a little, a little pool. Not like a man-made pool, of course, but
I don't know, Bear got like a jacuzzi. No, it wasn't a jacuzzi. LB got a jacuzzi. Bear had like a heated
Oh,
like a hot spring in the
oh
middle of his
yeah.
castle. So you can have a pool,
Hey,
that's fine.
I like how he thinks.
You have a lake just in inland a little bit. That's quite
Yeah,
convenient.
that
That's
sounds
fine.
nice. A little, a little river, not some crazy, scary white water rapids river, but something really, I keep going back to like soothing and relaxing from
Sure.
I really think I need to plan a vacation.
I'm starting to get that sense.
Yeah, I think that's really coming out right now.
For me, with whitewater, in the UK we don't have. So the biggest, like our major river is the Thames. We've got other sort of big rivers, but I mean the Thames is kind of our iconic river, runs right through London. It looks like slow-moving mud. Ank, the River Ank in Terry Pratchett's Discworld is very firmly kind of inspired by the River Thames. So we don't really. Fast moving water is not something we see a whole lot of in the UK. And I remember going to Michigan for the first time, and like going to Grand Rapids and standing on the bridge over. And honestly, the people I was with couldn't move me for 10 minutes. I'd never seen this volume of water moving at this speed before. I was completely hypnotized by it because we just don't have anything like that in the UK. And it terrifies me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. Yeah, because oh God, if you just can get, pulled under, or if you smash your head against a rock or something like that.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
move on to the. But I kind of like the idea of whitewater rafting and stuff. Like it sounds quite. I'd never do it. I imagine, but sounds exciting. I'd like to watch other people do it. But yeah, I don't think I'd do that.
Yeah.
All right. So on a practical level, something is getting into your food stores at night. Probably not one of your bunnies. It's
God
making a
damn.
mess and stealing stuff. What do you do about that?
Well, let's see. My first instinct is to put it up in trees. But if it's an animal that can climb trees, then
Well, that's true.
kind of screwed there. But I'm gonna say if perhaps there's, a little locking cupboard or a room or something in my lighthouse, maybe I can store it there.
You have all the time. You can probably build one.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be one of my new skills that I'll have to learn.
Leave your
Woodworking.
paradise, oddly, a locksmith. Glad so I know. I learned how to make padlocks while I was at this lighthouse. Strangest skill ever. Well, I don't know. It depends. Sometimes locks are useful things to know how to get out of.
That's true.
Moving on from there. what do you think the most useful thing that you could find washed up or abandoned in the area? So you're on a beach, so I'm going to say washed up. What's the most useful thing you could find washed up on your beach?
Man, other than food.
We don't have to go foraging today, guys. Look at this thing.
I know, right? God, what a good question. Well, I think maybe something that I know we've talked about all these blankets and stuff, but so I don't know, something, I mean, that can only keep you so warm. So I think one of, other than food and water, another, important thing is, warmth. Something, I don't know, something that I could, make fire with, perhaps. Something.
If you find a
Yes.
forest, though,
That,
you
yeah.
can probably, like, given enough time, figure out how to make like a scout's version of a fire.
Yeah. Trying to think of maybe rope or something. Or, oh, a knife.
Okay.
Yeah, a knife. Because that can be useful for so many things. I'm going to go with a knife.
Just a handily washed up knife on the beach.
How convenient.
Like crowbar deus ex machina. No, it's fine, I've got a knife. Oh, I just had a horrible thought and I'm not gonna say it.
Oh,
But it's
why
just
not?
kind of somebody like one of your beloved companions eyeing up the bunnies now that you brought a knife home. And I didn't want to go there because they're cute. They're pets. They're pets, not food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it wouldn't get that bad, but
Well, I wouldn't. I'd like to think so. Do you fish? Have you ever fished?
I have fished once.
That
So
doesn't sound like it went terribly well.
I well, oh God, it's a long story,
It's
but
fine. We have all the time.
well, it's just how my dad does it. It's quite automated.
Right.
So you kind of don't have to do much work at all. So I feel like his type of fishing versus what I would have to do is probably rather different. So, but that would be a very useful skill. So yeah, I'll have to add that to my list of things I will have to learn
To fell a
to
fishing pole,
survive.
sitting really dejectedly on a rock with like a stick.
Yes.
What little string you can pull off your jumper, kind of just tackling in the water, hoping. Or like the edge of a blanket. Just, oh, do you? Is fish a thing that? I don't know why I'm doing it to you. I feel like I'm presenting you with like the most depressing possible strategy. I promise I'm not this cruel normally. Yeah, is seafood something that you eat a lot of that you're happy eating?
I don't mind. I like seafood quite a lot, actually.
And
So yeah.
could you clean a fish? Like if you caught like a
Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, I'd have to, I suppose, but I mean, I don't know how. So, I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out.
Yeah, it's the process of elimination, I think. That bit's too soft. I'm not eating
But I
that.
will say this, after that one fishing trip I just mentioned, and my family went, because we did get some fish, my family went to this little hut to clean the fish. I didn't go with them, so
Ironically, didn't learn anything from that.
yeah, I did not want to see that. So, but if I'm stranded somewhere,
You
I've
have
got to make
all the
sacrifices.
fish and all the time.
Yeah.
There's a process of slow learning curve turning up for dinner with the tiniest little fillets that you've managed to get out
Yes. There's still some
Guys,
scales.
there's some dinner.
Oh, it just looks awful.
But by like 3 or 4 weeks in, you're cooking gourmet French seafood.
God, I hope. I can
I like
only
that idea.
hope. Oh,
Although there's this tradition in Scandinavian Michelin-starred cooking at the moment, which is all forest, kind of foraged food, and I quite like the idea of developing that you're kind of developing this cuisine from like mousse of tree sap
Yeah,
or
I know, right?
pine berry compote or whatever.
See, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing is if I had a forest and the, there's food resources there, but I don't know, what berries or I don't know what's poisonous and what's not.
Sure.
So,
How do you go about finding out? That's a question I
God.
don't have on my list for you, but I have asked it before. How do you go about finding out? Like
Oh my God, this has gotten morbid. My first thought was to feel like a little tiny bit to one of my bunnies, and then I thought,
Oh, those
no, that's
poor bunnies. I kind of
awful.
feel like bunnies being what they are, though, you have an endless supply to tame. Tame one bunny, you can tame them all.
That's fair. That's fair. See, I like this. I
It's like
like
the
that you've given me an
scientific scientific approach. Just keep going through bunnies. But like just don't even name them, just give them numbers.
Oh.
Little collar with a tag and their number.
Yeah.
Be fine.
I'll just color code them.
Well, that one's eaten a berry recently, so I don't know, don't get too attached to it. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh,
Where did I get to? All right. What do you miss? So you're stranded away from kind of civilization as a whole. What do you miss finding out about? Like in terms of you get information, or we do. We get information constantly from so many different sources. You have Facebook and Reddit and family members and word of mouth and TV and all this stuff. What would you miss as your information stream the most?
This like internet or just specifics? I mean,
Yeah, like would you miss finding out about your family? Would you miss finding
yeah.
about like current events or a sports team or something?
I would say friends and family would probably be number one for that. And let's see, what else? I mean, I like entertainment news, I suppose. Movies and TV and that sort of thing.
It would be really ironic if you could pick up one radio signal with all this entertainment news, but you couldn't go and see those movies. You're just hearing about them.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not a sports person, and I don't really like just, I don't watch them, just the news. I just it's so depressing and negative. So, yeah, I those wouldn't interest me as much.
Are you a social media bunny?
I go through phases with that as well. I used to post on Tumblr a lot and on Twitter a lot, and I don't really do either of those much anymore. I have a Facebook, which I don't really post on. I sort of go through, back in the day, it was LiveJournal, which I was so obsessed
Oh,
with.
live channel.
Yeah, so I think it kind of, morphs into something else. So now it's Reddit for me. That's, it's morphed from, other websites and LiveJournal and Twitter and Tumblr, and now it's onto Reddit. So then I've kind of just toss the others to the side. So.
Well, my journal died. It's just kind of become this mess now.
Yeah, it's so crazy how. Yeah, well, I think a lot of people, or maybe just the people I followed on LiveJournal, moved to Tumblr.
Mm. There was like a mass exodus at some point.
Yeah, there really was.
Kind of fan fiction used to be on LiveJournal and now it's on Tumblr. And Tumblr does not work as a platform for that at all. So that's kind of when I got out of that game. It's just like, I can't read this, so I'm not really interested. But LiveJournal itself seemed to die a very swift death.
It really did. But yeah, it's crazy how the internet is just works that way. It's
you
just
think something so big.
And then around. I had a MySpace page too. Yeah, that was that. I was into MySpace for a while. It's just I kind of moved from one thing to the next. I think.
Social media chameleon. all right, so you've got your two. You've got Pixel and Playful with you. What guilty pleasure might you have with you that you'd want to keep away from them?
Of course, my first thought is a sex toy.
Yes, it would.
Here's my problem with that. Well, so it could be, I suppose, a sex toy that doesn't run on electricity. But of course, my favorite one does. So I suppose, I couldn't really bring it because it would die.
Well,
you know,
all right. And then here's a question that might be interesting for you. If you had enough, like if you had one tiny solar generator, could run one thing.
Oh God!
What would you choose that toy, or would you like, I don't know, run a radio or something like that?
Oh my God! That is such a hard question.
Yes.
Wow. Oh
depends
my God.
How much can you leave that toy behind? That's like, how attached to it are you?
I know, right? I guess I shouldn't. I want to pick the toy, but
you
I guess
pick
I, probably sh- I probably shouldn't. Oh, God. Well, and then I would also, I probably, thinking about it, if I had, you know, roommates, essentially, lighthouse mates, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I suppose I wouldn't pick the toy because I would, because I would be worried that they would hear it, which like, I mean, all three of us post on GWA.
I was
going
to say.
Like, nobody cares.
But, you've all heard each other.
Right.
Scenarios.
But I still get self-conscious about that. So, I let's see, guilty pleasure. Well, so I could just bring, oh man, it's sad because so many of my, so many things that are attached to guilty pleasures for me are run on electricity, you know, like the internet or something like that.
That's my guilty pleasure. No, you can't have the internet. It's mine.
Yeah. You know, like a computer or a phone or something.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just bring like my pure wand or something, just a sex toy that doesn't run on electricity.
Fine. What about like if you had a stash of like a food treat, like what kind of, what kind of food treat might you not want to share?
Oh my God. Good question. Oh, I do like food a lot. Maybe since I'm into it right now, I'm into like mint chocolate.
Oh, good choice.
So that sounds so good right now.
The whole piece of it, just like hidden away somewhere behind a rock.
Yes.
Cool. All right. So, while you're out exploring, eating your mint chocolate, you find a cave or a tunnel that looks like it branches away into the dark, like it goes down and branches away. Do you explore it?
No. You know, I wouldn't because I am a chicken shit, but, you know, I might explore it if it was the three of us and we had a light source, you know, like a torch, you know, candles, I don't know. Then I might if it's the three of us, but alone by myself, no, I don't think that I would.
What's the source of entertainment? That fear. Do you enjoy being scared? I'm talking to somebody who likes rape audios. Do you Do you like being scared? Is like is horror movies thing a thing for you?
It's actually not. I am actually not a fan of horror movies or scary stuff. Well, I mean, something like roller coasters I will go on, but I am afraid of heights. So it's this weird thing of I will kind of close my eyes for most of the
Sure.
roller coaster ride. But I mean, I will go on them. I do enjoy them. So yeah, I don't know, the fear thing for me, I suppose, is kind of complicated, but
No, well, I think probably a lot of people's relationship with fear is quite a complicated one, particularly if it's if you're talking about realms that start kind of overlapping things like rape fantasies and kind of the sexual element of fear, and then you move it away to things like zombie movies, like it's two different, completely different spheres of entertainment. I'm saying that with air quotes as though you can see me. Those two entertainment spheres. So no, I find people's relationships with fear to be quite interesting. I can't do horror movies at all, but it's because I can't handle suspense and I can't handle gore.
Right. I'm the same way. I'm not a fan of gore and jump scares and that sort of, I just no. I am not a fan. But yeah.
Yay, kindred spirit.
But
All right, so we'll leave that cave where it is. There's probably nothing down there anyway.
I'm not. What if there's a bear down there? No.
Well, a bear would be cool. And probably, if it's a bear that's down a cave, it's probably still asleep. I'm saying that like I don't know anything about bears. We might have already covered this, actually. I may know what your answer to this is, but surprise me. What are you missing from home? Now you've been
Friends and
stranded
family.
for a while.
Yeah, friends and family, absolutely. That's number one. And then the internet, probably. I'm kind of addicted. It's bad.
It's bad. I'm the same.
Yeah,
It's bad.
yeah. I spend just inappropriate amounts of time on online. But yeah, friends and family would be number one.
So how might you signal for help from your you're in a lighthouse, so
So, right. So, it depends really on what kind of a lighthouse it is, because, depending on when they were built and all that,
Yeah.
the actual light will run on, well, it depends, some electricity or gas or, like a candle, basically. So, or a fire. So, well, yeah. So I suppose I would try to build a fire of some kind. Or if I maybe it had, some oil left over or something like that. Now I'm thinking, oh, this is terrible, because I know that some of them used to run on whale oil. But I'm not going to go out into the ocean and start killing
Find a
whales.
whale.
So, right, first of
Guys, I'll
all,
be
that would.
back in 10 minutes. I've just got to go find a whale.
Oh, hold on. BRB. Yeah. So just kidding. I've made like a makeshift raft and a makeshift spear, and
Just go whale
I
hunting,
would
it's fine.
die so quickly if I tried to do that. So yes, I would I think I would actually try to use the lighthouse and probably, build
I think
some,
I'm right in saying that regardless of the light source itself, they all still work with a like a mirror.
Yeah, I believe so.
So you can probably do something. You might even be able to use the mirror to light the fire to start with. So I can imagine
Hey,
that you can
should
probably.
have brought you along. You sound
Yeah, Cat
resourceful.
tried that. No. It's the GM. I get to stay out of that. Unless I do an anniversary edition, in which case I'll let somebody strand me. Yeah, maybe. Or something. I'm still working on that one. All right, so your signal has been picked up and an unknown vessel appears on the horizon. Can't tell who they are. Do you flag them down? Do you to get back to civilization or do you stay put?
I would probably flag them down, because I really would miss. I think I would really miss my old life, and then hopefully I can go back to that little place, but if I went back to it, it would be not stranded. It would just be for,
Bring a boat next time.
a little bit. And food and water and
And all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would I yeah, I would choose to be picked up.
Cool. And you so you're heading back to civilization. And you get back to your internet and your computer and your phone and all of the hundreds of information sources that come your way. But what keeps you coming back to GWA?
Well, the community, the friends I've made, the I mean, I still really enjoy recording and posting, and I like that it's an outlet for me, and it's a safe outlet, and everyone is so accepting, and it really is an amazing little corner of the internet that I don't really remember how I found it, but it's been really life-changing for me, and which is like kind of nuts to think about because it's just kind of a silly little, subreddit. Well, for me, it's more than that. But
I think you're probably not alone
yeah.
in that summation. I think that it's a huge part of a lot of people's lives. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
So talking about kind of recording and posting, do you have anything in the works that you want to plug or tell us about at the moment? Anything you're planning?
Nothing right now. I do have some scripts and some requests saved. So, but nothing specifically. I don't have anything that I'm waiting to post that I've already recorded. Yeah, we'll see. I have some, some scripts that I've been eyeing. So, but it's tough because sometimes I will record them quite quickly, and then sometimes it will take me 6 months to record a script. Or maybe even longer. So, yeah, it just, yeah, it's a little bit frustrating because for me, I kind of have to just wait till I get in the right sort of mindset and mood to record. So sometimes that can take a while.
I'm gonna edit our little trip to your lighthouse as soon as I can, and I hope to get it out before New Year's. So, is there a resolution that you want to share with us? You go in for New Year's resolutions, so are you planning one this year?
I don't do resolutions, no.
Which is one too many failed ones already against the idea,
I
actually.
yeah, I've never been a resolution person, but I think if I was to pick something, just God, resolutions. Just to be just to have a really good year and a fulfilling year and a happy year.
And I hope our listeners do too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, it's such a fluffy episode. I love it. Well, apart from all the
Aw.
bunny science, whale killing.
The whale killing, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing me to strand you. It's been an absolute pleasure, Wicked. Really enjoyed it.
You.
And thank you for listening, everyone. And I'll say goodbye here. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.